From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. In a key test of the prospects for bipartisanship in the Senate, five Republicans broke ranks with their GOP colleagues today to block a filibuster holding up a $15 billion jobs bill sponsored by Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. More from NPR's David Wellner.
This was the first time newly sworn-in Massachusetts Republican Scott Brown voted on whether or not to uphold a GOP filibuster on a bill. And like four other Senate Republicans, Brown voted to end the filibuster. So did every Democrat but Nebraska's Ben Nelson. That means the jobs measure needs only a simple majority of 51 votes to pass. Some Republicans who voted to sustain the filibuster were unwilling to explain why they voted that way. Others said they blocked the jobs bill because they were not being allowed to amend it. For Majority Leader Harry Reid, the 62-30 vote came as a relief, showing at least some Republicans are willing to support Democratic initiatives. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney has been hospitalized with chest pains. According to an aide to the former vice president, the 69-year-old Cheney was admitted to the George Washington University Hospital today. Cheney's assistant, Peter Long, telling the Associated Press Cheney is resting comfortably while doctors evaluate his condition. Cheney has a long history of heart problems, including four heart attacks, the first at age 37. He currently has an implanted defibrillator. In 2008, doctors restored normal rhythm to his heart with an electric shock. Pentagon's top two officials say the American-led operation in southern Afghanistan is making steady progress against Taliban fighters. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen says there's steady progress against the Taliban stronghold of Marja, but he says it's a bit slower than anticipated. The operation began 10 days ago and has been stalled by a large number of roadside bombs and sniper activity. Some officers estimate the operation could last a month. Admiral Mullen told Pentagon reporters the effort is messy and incredibly wasteful, but that doesn't mean it's not worth the cost. Meanwhile, both Mullen and Defense Secretary Robert Gates say they regret a NATO airstrike elsewhere in Afghanistan on Sunday that killed at least 27 civilians. Gates says U.S. commanders in Iraq have made it a priority to avoid civilian casualties. Tom Bowman, NPR News, The Pentagon.
Man accused by authorities of plotting to attack the New York City subway system with homemade explosives has pleaded guilty to three charges. Afghan immigrant Najibullah Zazi entering the pleas in federal court in New York today. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder praised the criminal justice system for its work in thwarting the alleged plot.
With today's guilty plea, we have brought swift justice to one of the individuals involved in this plot, but we will not rest until everyone responsible is held accountable.
Two others remain jailed in connection with the alleged plot. Mixed earnings sent Wall Street lower today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 18 points. The NASDAQ was down a point today. This is NPR. An insurance industry trade group is blasting the proposed White House health care overhaul plan released by President Obama today. The Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association says the president's plan could drive health insurers nationwide into insolvency. One aspect of the Obama administration plan would be to give the federal government the power to regulate health insurers like a public utility. That would give Health and Human Services, in conjunction with state authorities, the ability to limit or deny substantial premium increases. Scientists have shown the ability to recognize faces is heavily influenced by our genes. NPR's John Hamilton has that story.
Some people have trouble remembering the faces of people they see all the time. Other people almost never forget a face. An international team of researchers wanted to know how much of this ability is inherited. So they tested nearly 300 pairs of twins. Some were non-identical, meaning they shared only half their genes. The rest were identical twins, who share all of their genes. Non-identical twins varied quite a bit in their face recognition ability, but identical twins didn't, confirming that genes exercise huge control over this skill. The researchers also did a second experiment showing that people who are good at remembering faces aren't necessarily good at other memory tasks. The studies appear in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. John Hamilton, NPR News.
Company that makes wintergreen-flavored dissolvable tobacco lozenges says it wants the Food and Drug Administration to certify its product as less harmful than other forms of tobacco. Star Scientific says the lozenges contain below detectable levels of certain cancer-causing chemicals. They do contain nicotine. The FDA has expressed worry such products could appeal to children and young people. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.